Roll call, please.
Don Granter, Counselor.
Dan Verko here.
Ken Mollick, Mayor. And we'll have the Pledge of Allegiance. But first, let me ask the Planning Commission to, Mr. President, would you do your roll call if you want to?
Planning Commissioner, roll call, right, far right, please.
Planning Commissioner Justin Patanen here.
Norm McClung, Commissioner.
Commissioner Douglas Ward.
Commissioner John Thomas.
We have a quorum, we're all present. Back to you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you very much. And we'll do the Pledge of Allegiance at this time.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. First item on the agenda under number four is ordinance number 2012-11, an ordinance adopting Goal 14 exception to justify the proposed Lapine urban growth boundary pursuant to Department of Land Conservation and Development, DLCD, compliance schedule and continuation order 11-comply-001804 for Lapine's remanded acknowledgement tasks and declaring an emergency. I'll open a public hearing at this time and take a staff report.
Thank you. I first would like to introduce our two state DLCD reps. To my left, Karen Swirsky, and to my further left, John Jennings. And what you have in your packet is a staff report, a copy of the ordinance, and a copy of the materials that relate to the Goal 14 exception and the analysis of the urban growth boundary locational requirements. In previous hearings and meetings, I've brought to your attention the need for us to justify why our UGB should be the same line as the city limits. And the direction staff was given is to proceed with that. And when we went to LCDC the first time, there was concern that we needed to do additional work to justify the reasons why our UGB should be the same size as the city limits. The concern was about acreage and whether we had too much residential land and confusion over what the lands were designated to the east of the railroad tracks. We've clarified that in the documents that you previously approved, and tonight you have a consolidated package with two items I mentioned that go into great detail about why we should have UGB where it is. And Goal 14, as it relates to urbanization, has a variety of criteria, if you will, and those are reviewed in the packet as well as in the analysis, which you'll see. And most of the criteria in the analysis are in bold, and then the response is below that. And I hope you've had time to read through those. John Jennings and Karen Swirsky put together those two documents. We think that was an excellent strategy because it really helps to have LCDC's regional staff help us with that task and make sure we have covered all the bases. As you know, one item created a ripple, which was the timeline that's required to meet the LCDC agenda schedule and the public hearing requirements for putting together a packet and getting that to you for approval. That did slip the hearing date from July to September, and that's one of the things that we can talk about tonight if you wish. But tonight's agenda item is to approve the ordinance as an emergency and answer any questions that may come up in the public hearing about these two documents.
Okay, thank you very much. Anything?
No.
Okay. I'll open the public comments this time. Are there any public comments? Name and address.
Gloria Fleming, 50662 Deer Forest Drive, Lapine. We were involved in the original planning, and that was A lot of work went into the urban boundaries and a lot of meetings with the community. And this is, you know, what we came up with. And it was over a long period of time. So I just want to know that that was something that was well thought out and it was looking at the future. So, thank you.
Thank you very much, Maureen. Are there any further public comments? Hearing none, I'll close public hearing and ask for council deliberations. Any comments? Don?
Nope, I've read everything and it looks very thorough to me.
Dan?
I guess my question, I haven't read everything thoroughly, I've glanced through it. Are we making any changes at this point from what we have ever talked about doing in the recent year?
No. It's okay. A more thorough document.
Just a restatement?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Increased level of justification.
All right.
The only thing that we talked about previously that I need to make one clarification on and technically change is in previous meetings I told you that I wanted to correct a flaw or Scrivener's error for the 3-acre triangular parcel. Mm-hmm. And the more I think about it, I want to use a different process for that. I don't want anything to disrupt the thinking that the county and the state have now, which is it's the same line that was presented last year. Mm-hmm. If I bring up that 3-acre parcel, I just don't want to take the risk. So a separate process, it'll be a great experience for the Planning Commission to go through what they call a post-acknowledgement plan amendment. Mm-hmm. It's a complicated process, but fairly straightforward. So that's the only thing that is different, and I wanted to make sure that's on the record.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Stu?
No, I looked it over briefly last night, and I went through it thoroughly today, and I don't have any questions. I think everyone did a very good job on it. It needs to move forward.
Kathy?
Agreed.
And I agree totally also. Are there any further council comments? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion to approve ordinance number 2012-11, an ordinance adopting Goal 14 exception to justify the proposed Lapine urban growth boundary pursuant to Department of Land Conservation and Development, DLCD, compliance schedule and continuation order 11 comply 001804 for Lapine's remanded acknowledgement task and declaring an emergency. And it's a roll call vote, please. Stu?
So moved.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any further comments? All those in favor?
Aye.
Name?
Kathy Hagan.
Stu Martinez, A.
Don Greiner, A.
Dan Barco, A.
Let the record reflect that the vote's unanimous. Thank you. And with that.
We should have Planning Commission do their voting too.
Sure.
Doug, would you like to entertain and perhaps read a sample motion because the council has done their part. I need the Planning Commission.
You want me to reread exactly what you read?
Yes.
Okay. All right. City of Lapine Ordinance Number 2012-11, an ordinance adopting a Goal 14 exception to justify a proposed Lapine urban growth boundary pursuant to the Department of Land Conservation and Development. Compliance schedule and continuation order for Lapine's acknowledgement task and declaring an emergency. Do I hear a motion for that?
To recommend approval.
Hmm?
To recommend approval.
Yes.
I make a motion that we approve ordinance number 2012-11.
I'll second it. Roll call vote by name, please.
Aye, Justin Buchanan.
Aye, Norman Klein.
Aye, Douglas Ward.
John Thomas, aye.
So, Pat, that's you, Mr. Mann.
Thank you very much. And now for the City Council, or you can go ahead and adjourn.
All right. I'll entertain a motion to adjourn the Planning Commission section of the session of the meeting today.
I'll second the motion.
Okay. Any further comment? All of them, all in favor?
Aye.
Mr. Tannen, aye.
Aye.
Norm McLennan. Number four, aye.
John Thompson, aye.
Okay. Planning Commission adjourned.
I'll entertain a motion to adjourn the City Council special session with a joint planning, joint meeting with the Planning Commission.
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to adjourn. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Be adjourned. Thank you very much.
Now we need pizza.
Now we need pizza.
Well, you see, we have to beat that at the council meeting tonight. 14 minutes on the clock right now, and the challenge is on the table. Can you?